الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. One other point that came to mind with regard to our namazes, whether it is the imam or anyone else, it is also quite common we find that a person with his toes is playing like piano all the time. I don't know if you noticed it. All of you understand what I'm trying to say? All the time he's playing with his toes like this in namaz. And if you don't understand, somebody can come and stand on the mimbar here. If I stand, I might topple down. But you understand what I mean? So there shouldn't be this movement, even in the toes and that. Any other harkat like scratching, that also of course mustn't be there, but even our toes. And I've mentioned other points, which I hope, I'm sure Maulana Musa Kaji is noting them down, inshallah. And also which we did mention, which mashallah our Imam Sahib did properly, enough time for the tasbihat after namaz. Because many imams who are not trained in this, though they are imams for many years, many musallis don't still complete even alhamdulillah 33 times, and they already start making the dua. And by the time you finish your tasbihat, they are finished with the dua also. So these are important things. One other important point that one of our good musallis, regular musallis and pious musalli, has brought to our notice, that many students, especially at Isha time, are not making sunnat namaz. And this I also noticed a few times, that the students will sit on their place and they will start talking with one another. When you are right behind them, it's disturbing you, and they are busy talking, giggling, laughing, etc. And after you are finished your few sunnats or whatever, nafils, then you see them get up and they go away. And he says that he notices, this must be what he noticed, that they go and sit straight away in the kitab reading. And they didn't read the sunnats. So that is not correct. Sunnat-e-Mu'akkada is very, very important. And of course the witr wajib, that it is wajib namaz for the ahnaf. And for the shawafi also, with the witr namaz, is also, it's called sunnat, but it's a stress sunnat, it's important. It is in the darja also like of wajib. So in any case, this is very important, the sunnat namazes, etc. And not to sit and laugh and giggle or go outside, etc. So please try and keep that also in mind. The third point, which I mentioned last week, I wanted to speak about, and that was a malfooz of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that if a student studies, and with this in mind he's studying, that I must become a great alim, I must be very knowledgeable, and I must know the most, and with that he studies, that knowledge will bring pride in him. And he will be, if he studies, that I must come first in class, I must be the brightest student, I must know all my work. If he studies with that intention, then this will, in most probability, bring pride in him. That I am very clever. Every year I come out first. I come out in the top three, whatever it is. But if a student studies, and this is the correct intention, that what I am studying, is that in my life or not? To judge ourselves. Is my namaz according to that or not? In Nurul Ida, etc., we read how many sunnats of namaz. But to know all the sunnats, that is very good. But are those sunnats in my life or not? That is in my namaz or not? Once in one place, we were having a program for the ulama. It was upstairs. So as we all climbed up together, when we sat down, when we started the majlis, I asked, when we're going up steps, climbing up steps, what is sunnah to read? All very confidently, loudly said, Allahu Akbar. So I asked, who of us read? All were silent. So ilm is not just to know. Ilm is to make amal. Then I asked, when we go down, then what is sunnah to read? Subhanallah. Do we read? all are silent. So this is important, that we try, nobody can be perfect, and nobody is a farishta, but we learn, may try and make your niyat, that what I'm learning, I must remember also, I must know it also, knowledge is to know also, but the more important thing is my amal on it or not. Am I practicing on it or not? How we read all the details of the sunnahs in Nurul Hida, Quduri, etc. Are those things in my life or not? In the hadith kitabs we read Riyadh al-Salihin, all the fazail of various things. Are those things, am I trying? And the best is, which I found very effective, at the time when we read it, make niyat, Ya Allah, I'm going to make amal on this. And if it is something, like for example, the hadith comes that if you read La ilaha illallah, all your sins are forgiven. Then at that time read La ilaha illallah. Or any other thing which you can do at that time. Do it at that time. Then you will see you get tawfiq afterwards. But if we just listen to it, and we just have it in mind that we will do it. Sahaba used to say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We have already followed. Not that we will follow in mudari, but we have already followed. So this is how our attitude, if we make that our attitude, we will benefit tremendously, and in that ilm, Allah will give lot of barakat and noor also. And you will remember it also properly. What you will make amal on, you will remember it also properly. And Allah will give you tawfiq to propagate it and teach it to others also. Inshallah. All understood? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.